This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today affirmed that India has made it evident that no shelter is safe for terrorists who spill the blood of Indians, referring to Operation Sindoor. He added that the world has recently witnessed the strength of India, as the operation clearly demonstrated New Delhi's firm and uncompromising policy against terrorism on the global stage. Mr. Modi stated this during the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also said the country is becoming self-reliant in the defence sector, and this shift was clearly evident during Operation Sindoor, where Indian forces compelled the enemy to surrender within 22 minutes using domestically manufactured weapons.
हमारी सेनाओं ने भारत में बने हथियारों से दुश्मन को 22 मिनट में घुटने टेकने के लिए मजबूर कर दिया। मुझे विश्वास है आने वाले समय में मेड इन इंडिया हथियारों का डंका पूरी दुनिया में बजेगा।
Mr. Modi highlighted that today's India takes decisions based solely on what is right for national interest, emphasizing that the country's dependence on foreign nations for military needs is steadily decreasing. U.S. President Donald Trump has insisted that the ceasefire between Israel and Iran remains in effect. In a new post on Truth Social, he said that Israel is not going to attack Iran and all planes will turn around and head home. President Trump also said nobody will be hurt as the ceasefire is in effect. Earlier, he had said that both Israel and Iran violated the ceasefire. Before this, the Israel Defense Forces IDF claimed that Iran fired the missiles despite a ceasefire being announced by U.S. President Donald Trump. This comes shortly after Israel said it had agreed to a bilateral ceasefire with Iran. The Israeli media reported that Defense Minister Israel Katz has ordered intense strikes on the Iranian capital Tehran after accusing Iran of violating a truce brokered by the United States and Qatar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's food processing sector has seen a remarkable transformation over the years with a dynamic approach which has empowered rural entrepreneurs. He said this while sharing an article penned by Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan for a News Daily reaffirming India's transformation journey in food processing sector. In his article, Mr. Paswan said that under the leadership of the Prime Minister, the country has traversed a remarkable arc of change. In a significant move to strengthen the Indian Army's operational readiness in counter-terrorism operations, the Ministry of Defence has cleared 13 contracts under the Emergency Procurement Mechanism. These contracts, amounting to 1,981 crore rupees, have been finalised against an overall sanctioned outlay of 2,000 crore rupees for the Indian Army. The Election Commission has refuted senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's allegation of poll rigging during the Maharashtra Assembly election, saying that the entire election process was conducted in a decentralized manner. The Commission said all elections were conducted by it, strictly as per the electoral laws passed by the Parliament. The Commission has invited him for a meeting on a mutually convenient date and time to discuss all the issues. The benchmark domestic equity indices retreated from their day's high and ended with modest gains in a volatile trade today as uncertainties in West Asia conflict kept investors on edge. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, advanced 158 points to close at 82,055 after hitting an intraday high of 83,018. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 72 points to settle at 25,044 after hitting an intraday high of 25,318. In the Andes and Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, England were 117 without loss at lunch on the last day of the first test at Headingley, Leeds. Hosts England are chasing a target of 371 runs. Yesterday, India were bowled out for 364 in their second innings, following a late collapse in the final session. And that is the end of this news bulletin.